This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Hundreds of educators and students rallied at the state capitol today demanding lawmakers pass several gun violence prevention bills. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin.
We will not be silent!
One bill would expand Colorado's red flag law, which could lead to law enforcement temporarily confiscating a weapon from someone who poses a risk. The bill would add school mental health professionals and teachers to the list of those who can initiate the process. Junior Anna Seaman says her classmates are busy coping with school shootings.
And I think that should not have to be our priority. We should be able to focus on our futures and our educations.
The Denver Teachers Union hosted the rally in response to a shooting at East High that put two administrators in the hospital earlier this week. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Denver dance pioneer Cleo Parker Robinson has been honored with a National Medal of the Arts. Parker Robinson received the award as part of a group called the International Association of Blacks in Dance. She's one of five founders honored at the White House this week.
Oh, it was just thrilling. I got really teary-eyed. But I think to stop and really realize that the nation would see that dance is important, that what we had been doing with the International Association of Blacks in Dance had a really significant impact.
Parker Robinson and the group's other co-founders joined Bruce Springsteen, Gladys Knight, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and other honorees. Colorado has a new judge for the U.S. District Court. Judge Gordon Gallagher from Grand Junction was confirmed by the Senate. There has not been a federal district judge appointment from Western Colorado in over 30 years. This is CPR.